We missed you last week. Just to explain why, but what was it like to be out here this week and get back at it with these guys?
It feels good. Obviously, I've been doing this for so long now that, I feel natural out there going into my ninth year with, not only with this organization, but with the same defensive coordinator. It feels good to get out with some of the guys who, who are awarded with contracts like Nick and free agents and rookies to kind of start building towards this next season. So, it feels good.
9 years, are you genuinely excited this time of year? Do you have to mentally kind of pace yourself for the games that matter and the practices that matter later in the year?
I think you need to take away certain things from your time out here. Obviously, you never want to go through the motions, but just always working on something. And I think the biggest part about these OTAs and practices is just to, continue to work on your craft. And obviously, we're not in pads, but for us, it's, we're really emphasizing, obviously rushing the passer, but dropping into coverage as well. So that way, when training camp rolls around with other pads on, it's a seamless transition. So we're always taking something away. So, just kind of gearing up towards the season. But we'll still have another, 6 weeks off, whatever it is, to, really get ready for the season.
Clay, I know it's still not in the pads, as you said, but how much do you pay attention to what the young guys look like when they come in?
Not a great deal anymore. I'm kind of that old crusty vet now, so I'm on a wait and see approach. But now we obviously, as everyone's well aware of, kind of invested heavily in, the defensive back position. So I think that's where we're kind of looking for an impact immediately. So hopefully that's the case. Obviously, when it's kind of a 7-on-7 passing game out there, it's real good work for a lot of these rookies, younger guys to be able to work with everybody, communications, learning a new defense scheme. So it's good for them to come out here and as I just said, really just kind of get a introduction into what training camp is going to be like and moving forward to the first season.
You know the saying, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. In what ways do you make sure you keep honing your craft, not just doing the same thing year after year?
Well, we're just, it's repetition out there. Whether it's rushing the passer, working on games with certain people. Playing against our offense is difficult. They do a great job of kind of scheming us and with arguably the best quarterback in the league. Behind center over there, it makes it so every play is challenging, and that's ultimately it. Because anytime you line up against our offense, you're in for a real test. So, it's just about having that competitive mindset and mentality, and going out there and working. So, you'd like to think the people we have in this locker room are have that within them, and we're all working towards a common goal, and that's getting back to the Super Bowl.
I've always wondered, with elite pass rushers like yourself, in the offseason, do you take time to watch the Von Millers and other people, see what they're doing and try to take a little thing from anyone, or do you just focus on yourself?
Both. Obviously, you look at a lot of these guys who had success. You look at Beasley from Atlanta, who had an amazing season. Mac in Oakland or Las Vegas, what they're doing and what they're successful at. And, just look at what's working around the league and try and adapt some of that into your game, no matter how old you are, how many years you've been rushing the passer. And then on top of that, self-reflection. Obviously, when you're going through the season, there's only so much film work you can do on yourself. But going back and looking at things that you can improve upon, things that you want to incorporate into your game, and really just always finding a way to kind of, take your game to the next level. And as you said, finding a way to get better.
Clay, what do you do this time of year to keep things fresh for
OTAs? Just live life, I got two kids I'm chasing around. That's fresh every day. So this is fun for me. I get to substitute changing diapers for chasing quarterbacks. So it's always new for me.
Which is easier or harder?
Being a dad's a lot harder. A lot harder.
You mentioned the investment in defensive backs. The implication maybe there then is there's enough faith in the pass rush here. What do you think by September this team has in terms of that department?
Well, I think, you saw that we came out in the pass rush with, really getting after the quarterback with those first couple games. And then, whether it be injuries or, whoever you want to place the blame on, it was just kind of too inconsistent at times, I think all throughout the defense. So, I think that's mainly what we're getting back to is just being a little more consistent, whether it's getting after the quarterback in the back end, stopping the run, stopping the pass, or anything down the line. Because we've had, last year, if you use it as a microcosm, I mean, we've had games where we've held rushers to 30 some yards, and other games we've given up 100, and same in the pass game. You know, we've had amazing stretches where teams haven't been able to move the ball, and other games where we've given up entirely too much. So I think it falls on a lot of these guys, to myself included, to just kind of continue with last year's shortcomings and shore those up, and at the same time add some new talent, new depth, guys who can help us, at least a belief in helping us get us there.
So you mentioned that earlier today, Mike McCarthy said he thought the outside linebacker position is as deep as he can remember. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I feel good about the outside linebacker position. As you guys are well aware, it's a volatile position in what we do, and unfortunately, injuries are a part of it. And anytime you lose guys like Julius and Dayton, you're going to take a hit. But you have to be real excited with what Nick was able to do when he strung together, for the most part, a healthy season. And me coming back healthy, off the shoulder injury, you have to feel good of the guys who, are running with the ones right now. And on top of that, you got Kyler, who showed some flashes last year. Obviously, Vince is dealing with his own injury. So we got guys who have some game experience. So, it's deep in that regards, and maybe not so much in, experience, real live action plays. But, you got to feel good about the veterans in there, and at least the depth, people who can contribute.
You mentioned Nick and the season he was able to have. He said mostly healthy. He had that club on for a lot of time. Was it a thought when you saw him put the club on, man, he was having such a great season? And how impressed were you with what he was able to do, having worn a club yourself?
Yeah, he still continued to have a an impact as far as getting out the quarterback. But obviously, when you have two hands, you can do a lot more. But I think overall you consider, what he was able to do, and I'm sure he would as well, a success as far as what he wanted to do and kind of what he showed on film. So hopefully we just build upon that, and, we become that duo that, I think they had envisioned 4 or 5 years ago when they drafted Nick. So, hopefully that's the case moving forward.